We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
This is for you, the place for your night. Amen.
Hello and welcome, Radiant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the first Egyptian television channel to be shown on the internet is launched. In community news, football helps Peruvian indigenous women search for ways to mitigate the effects of climate change. In social science news, American researchers report that quitting smoking can lead to personality improvements. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 25th, is the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, proclaimed in 1993 by the Honorable Mayor Frank F. Farsi of Honolulu, Hawaii, the United States of America.
As the Supreme Master Qinghai Day in the city and county of Honolulu.
This auspicious day was established in honor of Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate and selfless international humanitarian efforts and her steadfast devotion to promoting peace and friendship in the world. Supreme Master Qinghai continually offers her unconditional love and care and significant financial contributions around the globe wherever people are in need. With boundless compassion, Supreme Master Qinghai guides us ever closer to a planet filled with harmony and kindness among all beings. Beloved Supreme Master Qinghai, we respectfully wish you the very best of health and joy as we commemorate this blessed day with profound gratitude. To our global viewers, please join us today as we celebrate the Supreme Master Qinghai Day with special programs on a journey through aesthetic realms and enlightening entertainment.
I am Ndimwol Samuel, a member of the Barefoot Cultural Promotion Committee of the Barefoot Fondom. And on the occasion of Supreme Master's Qinghai Day, I want to send my heartfelt appreciation, congratulations and gratitude to her because of the loving compassion she has for people in the entire world. I want to pray that God give her more strength, keeps on helping the world. She is doing wonderful work in our country here in Cameroon, promoting the culture and also helping the needy. This message, we hope, on television, we'll be watching it right here in the Barefoot Royal Palace. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
Que estos 18 años sean muchos más años, felicitándolo que está usted haciendo esta labor a nivel mundial. Maestra, mi agradecimiento profundo a nombre del pueblo peruano, a nombre del pueblo del Cusco, por toda la enseñanza que usted nos ha dado. Y gracias a usted, se está cambiándose poquito a poco la alimentación de los seres humanos en nuestra tierra. Muchas gracias. Ser vegano, ser ecológico, salvemos el mundo.
Hi, this is Professor Don Wibbles from the University of Illinois. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
I really appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai for many reasons, particularly for her many efforts for humanity. As a scientist, I especially thank her for her efforts to protect our planet. I wish her best wishes on her special day. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
This is Tariq Gordon from Duralinga in Australia with a little dingo pup. Supreme Master Qinghai, I am so excited to know that today is a day where you are honored for your compassion, your love, and the beautiful work, and that through people like you who give, Australia and the world becomes a better place. Congratulations.
Lion News, another Mount Etna eruption forces airport closure. As Italy's volcano on the east coast of Sicily erupted for the 17th time this year on Sunday, October 23rd, it spewed lava and ash skyward. With risk of volcanic ash impairing visibility and causing engine damage, the nearby Catania airport was shut down, with flights being redirected to Palermo. Meanwhile, lava flows hundreds of meters high could be seen from the Ionic coast. Our appreciation, Italian officials, for your precautionary measures. Let us work to curb such volatile events through our concerted adoption of more harmonious, eco-stabilizing ways.
Flood response continues in Thailand as of Sunday, October 23rd. The death toll since July of Thailand's worst flooding in half a century had risen to at least 356, with more than 9 million people affected and 113,000 forced to take refuge in over 1,700 shelters set up by the government nationwide. Amid concerns that upcoming peak tides could inundate Bangkok, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat on Sunday warned the capital's 12 million residents to move their belongings to higher ground within 24 hours as government workers tried to stem the flooding. With water across the nation that has submerged an area 16 times the size of Hong Kong, over 650,000 Thai residents are temporarily unable to work as areas north of Bangkok have been devastated. More than 400 of some 1,800 Japanese firms in Thailand have suffered flood damage as well.
Meanwhile, over 500,000 volunteers and staff of the Thai Red Cross have been carrying out flood response operations in 34 affected provinces, with $4.4 million U.S. dollars in humanitarian aid donations and support, and have distributed over 133,000 relief kits to displaced or isolated families. Meanwhile, New Zealand pledged a 100,000 New Zealand dollar donation toward relief efforts in the nation, as the European Commission allocated 10 million euros to help in emergency response and providing relief for up to 1 million people in Thailand, as well as other flood-hit Southeast Asian nations.
Singapore has sent a second shipment of $115,000 US dollars in humanitarian aid, and South Korea, which has already donated $200,000 US dollars, as well as 100,000 sandbags, is dispatching engineers to help install water purification systems. Animal advocates have also been working around the clock to rescue hundreds of stranded dogs and cats separated or abandoned without food supplies since the floodwaters emerged. Thai and international governments, organizations, and all personnel, we are grateful for your efforts to assist the flood-stricken people of Thailand. Our prayers for their protection, and that such devastating conditions may be eased through our striving to more kindly care for one another as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Night about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
tinh dậy, nhìn ra kia sông núi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng núi cháy và non mòn suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Nay đại địa xin bất cơn khuân khoai, cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Nay biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loài thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì, từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đâu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên, biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 456. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Say Argentina re-elects her president, as more than 70% of the nation's 29 million eligible voters went to the polls on Sunday, October 23rd. President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner soon emerged the clear winner, as she also became the first Latin American female president to be re-elected. During her first term, the Argentine leader helped reduce poverty and made significant improvements to the nation's economy, achievements that she promised to continue pursuing in the next 4 years, as she stated, "You can count on me to extend a political project that improved the lives of 40 million Argentines."
Está haciendo mucho por la juventud, por todos, por los jubilados, por nuestros viejos, por todos. Y entonces, por eso la voy a volver a votar siempre.
We too join in respectful accolades, President Fernandez, for your renewed term in office. May your leadership continue to serve the highest ideals of the kind-hearted people of Argentina.
Rethinking animal captivity. On October 19, 2011, when a man released 56 wild animals on his property in Ohio, USA, for an unknown reason, 49 of them, including large mammals, were sadly shot and killed by local security personnel due to public safety concerns. Those who perished included 18 endangered Bengal tigers, an African lion, a mountain lion, and several bears, while another six were saved but were placed in zoos. Earlier in October, one of the oldest dolphins in captivity in North America passed away at the age of 51 in a California, USA theme park, after living a life much longer than the average span in either captivity or the wild. Events as these have raised debates on whether wildlife should be freed or be kept in captivity, as some have said, for their own good. Respected international dolphin activist Richard O'Berry, who recently campaigned in Singapore for the freeing of 25 dolphins slated for tank life in a theme park, clarified misconceptions regarding this species' captivity.
All of them captured violently, a lot of them died in the process, and they're doing this for us, so they can teach us respect for nature. If they put them in the swimming pool, we will somehow magically make a connection between them and wildlife and protect wildlife. That's the theory.
And they'll tell you that we're displaying these dolphins. We have to display them so we can sensitize people. People will see dolphins. You only appreciate what you know. And if we do these dolphin shows, people will protect them. Well, there is no connection between a dolphin show and conservation. So when you put them into a concrete box, it's a form of sensory deprivation. Is sensory deprivation stressful? Of course it is. They're also free ranging, meaning they travel about 50 miles a day doing lots of different stuff. And living is doing things. Dolphins in captivity, some of them survive that for a very long time, others don't. So it's really about the quality of life, not the quantity of life. In a world where so much that is wild and free has already been lost to us, we must leave these beautiful mammals free to swim as they will and must. They do us no harm and wish us none, and we should let them alone.
Our appreciation, Mr. O'Barry, for your dedicated work to raise awareness on the truth of life in captivity for the noble wild dolphins, a reality of suffering that all confined wild animals share. We pray that through our concerted efforts, all co-inhabitants may soon live in freedom and dignity, and we in peaceful coexistence. As part of her frequent advocacy for the welfare of all beings, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of the need to respect animals in nature during an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
We should not allow any more of this cruel practice. Buddha will never allow this. Jesus will never allow this. None of the master of the Buddhas would allow this. So they belong to nature, the elephants or the wild animals. They should stay there. We should not continue forcing more free beings into cramped and suffocated environment. That is not correct. That is not natural to them. That is not intended from heaven. We have to act like a human. We must be noble and kind, and we take care of the wild as much as we can. No meat, no animals product. Then you can see everything will return to a more peaceful, abundant, because heaven is merciful. And we have to start to be merciful, like heaven. Then we can experience heaven.
Save Our Planet, in efforts to preserve endangered blue whales in the Northeast Pacific from being struck by passing-by ships. U.S.-based advocacy organization, the Great Whale Conservancy, raises public awareness on the undersea perils these marine mammals face and the need to increase life-protecting standards for vessels traveling through their habitat. For their tireless and caring endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Great Whale Conservancy with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $20,000 to humbly support their noble work, with all her love and gratitude.
Save Our Planet. Persistent drought in regions such as central China's Hunan province have caused reservoir levels to drop, with reduced water supplies causing the National Energy Administration to warn on October 21st, 2011, that electricity generation from hydropower could be diminished by up to 40% this winter.
Save Our Planet. Ahead of a five-day environmental forum beginning on October 24th, 2011, the Cameroon Tribune newspaper reports that sea level rise due to climate change by the end of the century could increase salt levels in the country's Dibamba and Wuri rivers, with more than 500,000 people who would be displaced, highlighting the importance of halting climate change to protect both humans and animals' lives.
Save Our Planet. A study published in the October 2011 journal Environmental Health Perspective found that following the 2010 oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, 100% of the shrimp and other seafood samples contained cancer-causing petroleum byproducts, with more than half that were above levels of concern, especially for vulnerable populations such as expectant mothers.
Hi, I'm Rora the Rock Wallaby, and I'm following the Diet of Kindness. I'm a blissful vegan. Today, I'm going to share a tip for those of you that are preparing for a driving test to get your license. It's a good idea to get in as many hours of practice as you can. Try to drive at different times of the day, such as morning, dusk, or evening, and in rainy or sunny weather. Also, prepare on a variety of roads, like freeway and residential streets. Good luck! Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you. In media news, a new television station debuts in Egypt. El Gomhoreya TV is the first Egyptian channel to be broadcast on the internet. It features shows for family, teens and children, as well as programs promoting arts and culture. El Gomhoreya TV's website at www.elgomhoreya.tv also includes music videos, short movies and video blogs. Created by a group of Egyptian youth, the station has a constitution calling for equality. It also advocates participation among all the nation's people to help build a civil democratic country. Congratulations, El Gomhoreya TV. May your exciting media endeavor be greeted with much success, with Allah's blessings.
In community news, football facilitates Peruvian indigenous women coming together. Peru, A League of Their Own by filmmaker Mr. Rodrigo Vasquez was aired on award-winning Arab network Al Jazeera. It features women's football clubs which have been formed in the Andean region of the nation in the last few years. They are providing the opportunity for local women to enjoy themselves and talk together, most importantly about the effects of climate change. Floods and droughts in the area are hampering the residents' ability to produce crops and earn a livelihood. Through these gatherings, the women have gained the confidence to express their concerns and suggest solutions to government leaders. Our many thanks, Mr. Rodrigo Vasquez and Al Jazeera, for highlighting these positive actions. Also, a heartfelt salute, Indigenous Peruvian women, for your dedicated efforts. May all individuals join together to save our treasured home, beginning with the adoption of the earth-saving vegan diet. Up next on Noteworthy News, quitting smoking helps bring about positive personality changes in individuals. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more beautiful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a magnanimous world. In social science news, American researchers report that quitting smoking can lead to personality improvements. Psychology doctoral student Mr. Andrew Littlefields and colleagues from the University of Missouri found that individuals aged 18 to 25 who stopped smoking showed a decline in the tendency to act impulsively. Furthermore, anxiety and non-positive feelings also lessened in the former smokers. This study is expected to contribute to continuing research on the connection between personality traits and substance abuse. Our many thanks, Mr. Andrew Littlefields and colleagues, for highlighting some of the benefits of the cessation of this dangerous habit. May all people choose life-affirming ways which enhance the well-being of body, mind, and spirit.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Twi, a language spoken in Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, entitled Coins.
Abrante bi no sene yonko se chiem sikapa dodo amgo wombotom na danfo no se se mtimi twa obema mu baako de odika ne se se otimi twa mema oni miemi.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
All power to the grace waves of Supreme Master Ching Hai. May she plant and cultivate absolute compassion in every human heart, mind and soul on earth, today and forevermore. 1,000 hearts at a time. Debbie from Exeter, England.
Gracious Debbie, your beautiful words are greatly appreciated. We also pray that each global citizen join the circle of compassion and adopts the low emissions vegan diet, as Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly urged. May God's abundant blessings be with you and all the kind-hearted people of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your time on earth be filled with bliss and noble love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In South Sudan's Jonglei State, United Nations Special Representative of the Secretary General, Ms. Hilda F. Johnson, meets with government officials, local chiefs, and community members to support reconciliation efforts toward lasting peace.
The Tehran Times reports that Iran's first charity art auction at the capital city's Parsian Evin Hotel raises over $460,000 for cancer patients, with pieces donated by art galleries and philanthropists from acclaimed artists such as Nasrullah Afjai and Parvez Kalantari.
In a new book, 10 Letters, The Stories Americans Tell Their President, U.S.-based Washington Post journalist Eli Saslow reports that President Barack Obama reads 10 of the 20,000 letters sent to him each day, with responses that sometimes include personal checks written to assist those in need.
With the assistance of local high school students, a Japanese farmer from Miyagi Prefecture, which is still recovering from the devastating March 2011 earthquake and tsunami, distributes 2 tons of donated rice to 200 people living in the area's temporary housing.
94 years young, Ms. Rose Swazowski is being credited with saving her Vero Beach retirement village in Florida, USA, after she quickly took action upon spotting a bonfire, applying a pitcher of water and flour to contain it before rescuers arrived.
As one of the first Libyan civil war victims to receive emergency medical treatment offered by the UK, 15-year-old Libyan Abdul Malik El Hamdi conveys his deep gratitude for the healing of serious leg wounds that has restored his dream of becoming a football coach.
U.S. researchers operating high-resolution cameras that are especially equipped to withstand extreme pressures have, for the first time, revealed life forms at ocean depths of more than 10,600 meters in the Mariana Trench, including gigantic single-celled amoebas called xenophyophores.
In an initiative headed by the chairman of the Lomthan Golf Investment and Business, Le Van Kim, businesses from Aulac or Vietnam donate $500,000 to build a two-story school for students in the Laotian province of Atapu, with Mr. Le Van Kim gifting an additional $170,000 for teachers' dormitories and other facilities.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.